With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Everyone off the streets.
I have declared a local emergency and issued a curfew for downtown Los Angeles to stop the vandalism, to stop the looting.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass on ABC 7 Los Angeles, and it was quiet overnight in L.A., but some other cities have witnessed protests. In some cases, they turned violent, and there were arrests. The government's just-released report on consumer prices shows inflation rose slightly last month. The cost of groceries ticked higher. President Trump says the U.S. will be getting magnets and rare earth minerals from China under a new trade deal, and tariffs on Chinese goods will go to 55%. The president has paid a visit to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, as he marks the Army's 250th anniversary.
The president's visit began with a demonstration of military hardware, a helicopter raid, and 600 parachuting special forces. He then hailed the U.S. Army.
This week we honor 250 years of valor and glory and triumph by the greatest fighting force ever to walk the face of the earth.
The president also announced plans to restore the names of several military bases that were renamed during the Biden administration.
We won a lot of battles out of those forts. It's no time to change.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
And in celebration of the Army's birthday, there will be a huge military parade in Washington, D.C. this coming Saturday. A couple hundred thousand spectators are anticipated. Initial reports out of Taiwan indicate no serious damage or casualties from a 5.9 magnitude earthquake centered off the island's east coast. It did shake buildings in Taipei. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures up 112 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 109. This is SRN News. LGBT art is on display outside a playground in New York City.
The photos are shocking. Large paintings of nude men on a fence, children playing in brightly colored monkey bars just beyond. It's an art exhibit called Rooted in Pride, and it features large LGBT paintings and photos in public places around Brooklyn, including many on the fence that surrounds the J.J. Byrne Playground. The exhibition, which will be in place until August, is sponsored by a nonprofit group called Arts Gowanus. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration wants to be dropped as a defendant in a lawsuit in which two New Hampshire boys are challenging their state's ban on males playing against females in school sports. Attorneys for the government say the teens are trying to drag the federal government into a lawsuit well underway, not because of an imminent injury, but because of a generalized grievance with policies set by the President of the United States. This is SRN News. It is a corporate marriage of two automakers, Japan's Toyota and Germany's Daimler.
They'll work together in vehicle development, procurement, and production. Details, including the scope and specifics of the collaboration, were still undecided. Hino Motors and Mitsubishi Fuso will form a listed holding company by April 2026. Under the integration, Daimler Truck and Toyota will each own 25% of the holding company. The Tokyo-based holding company will own 100% of Mitsubishi Fuso and Hino and will list on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. John Scott reporting.
Southern Baptist delegates attending their national meeting have, by a wide margin, endorsed a ban on same-sex marriage. They're also calling for a reversal of the U.S. Supreme Court's 10-year-old ruling legalizing the practice nationwide. More details, SRNnews.com.